Let's go a little bit further south to the Midwest and chat to the mayor of Geraldton, Shane Van Stein. Shane, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, listeners.
Now, we've just been chatting to our friends in the Pilbara, and you would be aware that you guys have sort of all been grouped together, the Midwest, the Gascoyne, the Pilbara. What do you think about all that, and do you think people will be travelling around within those regions?
Look, we're actually very disappointed that all of the Southwest has been opened up with the promise of getting the tourism industries back on their feet, and yet when it comes to the tourism businesses of the Midwest, they've sort of really been left out in the cold. And the irony of that being, it's coming into winter and the weather's much warmer up here, and this is ideally where you'd want a lot of at-risk people to be.
Yeah, it really did cross my mind when I thought, okay, from a Perth perspective, when this was announced this morning, it was like, well, we can go south, but we really can't go north for a while, which is something people really do want to do in these cooler months down here. Is that your argument? I mean, I saw somewhere, really, Geraldton, it's 4 hours, 400 k's north of Perth. We can travel 400 k's south to Albany, but not up to Geraldton. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I just can't, I'm no health expert, but it seems peculiar that you'd allow Perth people to travel 4 hours all the way to Albany and all through the great wonderful areas down there and not come north. We have an emerging tourism market here, and this is actually the prime time for our industries up here in the Midwest, and we have very mild winters, and we want to be open for business much the same that the Southwest have been given the opportunity to.
Well, it's an interesting point you make. So are you prepared for the fact then that this all takes effect, phase two, from Monday week, the 18th of May? And you would have heard the Premier say that add another 4 weeks onto that, we're looking at around the 15th of June. That looks like the earliest time that we would be able to travel your way.
Look, that's certainly was my understanding of what the Premier said, and we find that extremely disappointing. We have fast ferry operators, we have charter operators, we have the Ross Islands are just absolutely magic this time of year. And these people are hurting. And our main market is that self-drive market, the grey nomads and the retirees, and also with school holidays coming out roughly at the same time as that phase two coming through. That might be a little bit too late for us to be able to get that market for school holidays. That'd be extremely disappointing for us.
Wow. So how much is Geraldton, the tourism operators, the businesses, how much is everyone hurting through this?
Look, I speak regularly with tourism operators and retailers, and they're doing extremely tough. I mean, particularly charter operators have lost all of their bookings. Air charter operators have lost all of their bookings. It's really tragic. We've got hotels that are shut and much of the same, you know, accommodation facilities that are closed. Due to lack of tourism, and it's a big part of our game here through the Midwest, and we just want to be able to access our biggest market, which is Perth.
If I could try to put a positive spin on it, we just spoke to Drew Norrish up a bit further north than you, and he was saying, well, he's hoping that some of the people from the Midwest will travel north into the Pilbara and some of their tourism destinations can start opening up in the next couple of weeks. Is that something you see is possible?
Oh, look, very much so. I mean, I myself travelled to Kalbarri within our own regional borders just last week, and pretty much had the town to myself. So hopefully we can all travel within our own regions, you know, places like Geraldton, to say Exmouth and the like, and support our own industry. But you know, we need the numbers, and we need that Perth market.
Yeah, all right, Shane. Thanks very much for the chat today. It's a really interesting perspective on it, and let's hope you guys get some of the answers that you want, and that we can travel up your way and really get, you know, do all we can to help you guys get back on your feet as soon as we can.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're after. Thanks for that.